Bueno.
Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Is this Ray Barrientos?
Sí.
Okay. No sé si le gustaría continuar en inglés o en español.
Como quieras.
Okay, perfecto.
Inglés está bien.
Okay, let's do English then. So I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. And just to confirm, you say you are Ray, and you would like to continue in English. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Perfect. And which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Thank you. And which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron.
Perfect. And of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
All calls on my cell.
Got it. Thank you very much. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
Got it. Thank you very much. Just to ensure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
79.
Thank you very much. And a second. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
10th grade.
7th grade, is that right?
No, 10th.
10th, got it. Okay, and thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Okay, would you say you strongly disapprove or just somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republic.
Okay, would you say you would definitely vote for the Republican or just probably vote for the Republican?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people in active politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If a name if I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Vicente González.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever heard of him.
Okay. You haven't heard of him, you said, right?
Right.
Okay. How about Kamala Harris?
Well, I've heard of her.
Okay. Do you have
I wouldn't vote for her.
Okay. Would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable opinion of her?
Unfavorable.
Okay, somewhat or very?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. How about Myra Flores?
No, I have no, don't know who that is.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
Got it. And Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your time into this. And next question, thinking ahead of to the November elections, First, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
I go with an 8.
Okay, thank you very much. And if the election for President was being held today, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Trump, Republican.
Thank you very much. If the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote, Ted Cruz, the Republican, or Colin Allred, the Democrat?
A Republican.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're almost done here. If the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote, Myra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Myra, Republican.
Okay, perfect. And would you definitely vote for Myra or just probably vote for Myra?
Definitely.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Now I just have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
Okay, do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Democrat is it's just been going bad on the Democrat side lately.
Okay, thank you very much. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
Okay, would you say you're very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Low income.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish but some English, Spanish and English equally, mostly English but some Spanish, or only English at home?
English, some Spanish.
Okay, would that be equally?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Trump.
Thank you. Okay, that will conclude our survey for today. I really appreciate your time, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, ma'am. You too.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.